becoming awestruck with what you're seeing in the sky, is understanding how cool these objects are. Yes, it looks like a twinkling light in the sky. It's just a little point of light, but that light could be a star on the verge of exploding.
That's Andrew Fizakis, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Andrew Fizakis, also known as the Night Sky Guy, is a science writer, speaker, and broadcaster who shares his passion for the wonders of the universe through all media. He writes the popular online column Starstruck for National Geographic and is the author of the book Star Trek, The Official Guide to Our Universe. He joins us to talk about the second edition of National Geographic's Backyard Guide to the Night Sky. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, before we talk about the book itself, tell us a little bit about your background and expertise.
Well, you know, astronomy, the night sky, has been my passion for basically all my life. My earliest memories of probably when I was about 4 or 5 is sitting on my dad's lap and him showing me through his telescope the moons of Jupiter and rings of Saturn, the craters of the moon. We lived downtown in very light-polluted conditions in Montreal, Canada. And despite all of those, you know, hindrances in the sky conditions, it's amazing, you know, what you can see. And that experience has stuck with me. It has followed me in my entire life. And now I'm just fortunate enough to have the opportunity to share my passion with people. And this guidebook is really a culmination of a lifetime of dream of being able to have my own kind of guide where I can not just share my passion, but show people that it is really easy. It doesn't have to be something daunting to really start exploring the cosmos. It's something that you can literally do from your front doorstep or your backyard, as in this case.
So tell us about this book. What are readers going to find here?
Well, first off, the heart of this book is really the maps of the night sky. So I've made sure in this book there's something very special. They have what we call all sky maps. So it's got maps that show the entire overhead sky for each season. You need to have seasonal maps because things change in the sky for each season. And different collection of constellation stars are visible. And so we have that set up. But what's very unique is that we've paired them up with sort of duplicate constellation maps of the sky, but however, they concentrate on just the brightest stars that are visible even from light-polluted cities, and they have arrows in there from these bright stars, the brightest stars that are easily visible with the naked eye, that kind of guide you to neighboring stars so that you can do what's called star hopping. So these are star hop maps of the sky that are very special because I've kind of selected out where in the sky you can go hopping for each season. And this is the best way to start learning the sky. Now, with that, with these star charts, you've got also the science behind some of the objects that I'm going to point out to you. So you understand the background to it. And that's where a lot of the kind of the idea of becoming awestruck with what you're seeing in the sky is understanding how cool these objects are. Yes, it looks like a twinkling light in the sky. It's just a little point of light, but that light could be a star on the verge of exploding.
So let me ask you this question, Andrew. For those who are just starting out, obviously, you can use your bare eyes to look at the skies, but if you want to get a little more serious about your hobby, what sort of equipment might you recommend for stargazing?
Well, definitely, once you've become familiar with the night sky, using just your eyes can hop around from constellation to constellation, a really strong pair of binoculars I can highly recommend, making sure that the binoculars have a tripod attached to it, some form of, so that you don't have those shakes. Eliminate, so you have a rock-solid, steady mount for your binoculars. You would be amazed at how much more you can see through binoculars with that. There's new types of technology that actually image-stabilizing technology they've put into some binoculars. They're more pricey, but it's amazing what it can show you. The views are rock-steady, and you'll see details and star clusters and such if you have an image-stabilized binocular, if you're so inclined and have the pocketbook for that. a small telescope for just under $200. There are many telescopes out there that are really well manufactured to be able to pick out some amazing details of features in the clouds of Jupiter, say, and the rings of Saturn, or distant clouds of gas and dust that are swirling where stars are born. You can see those with small backyard telescopes using various eyepieces. And that's a big key, by the way, when you're looking to buy a telescope, making sure that the mount is rock solid. You can test that by just poking the telescope and looking through the eyepiece, putting maybe something on the other side of the street and looking at a lamp post and making sure that the view isn't jiggling and isn't shaking. You don't want that. You want to make sure that the mount is very solid, and also making sure that you have a good set of eyepieces for your telescope. These are the little oculars, little equipment that you put in to change the magnification of the views that you see. Getting three or four really good eyepieces, quality ones, that will cost you about $50 at least, or $80 per, but they're worth the investment. They'll last you a lifetime. And a good quality telescope also can be traded in for larger telescopes. If you get a telescope fever and you want to get bigger telescopes, getting a good quality telescope allows you to upgrade, to trade it in, and also get your money back from it. A good quality telescope will keep its value over time as well.
Well, Andrew, thank you very much for talking with me today.
My pleasure, and I wish you and all your listeners clear skies.
The book by Andrew Fizakis is the second edition of National Geographic's Backyard Guide to the Night Sky. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. On Facebook, you'll find us at KPR Conversations. That's all one word. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. And you can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.